is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
9:10 in the morning, Senator Durbin standing by in Philadelphia, where he will spend the week and be a part of the storyline leading up to Hillary Clinton's nomination and acceptance on Thursday night. Let's go to Senator Durbin now. It was 177 degrees here this weekend. Is the weather fine in Philly?
It's hot in Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. We sent it there. All the weather starts here, and then we send it there. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How you doing?
We're doing fine. You know, not exactly the smooth start the Democrats had hoped. Is there any news in regards to the DNC chair not speaking this week, or is the plan that she'll still gavel in, speak, and gavel out?
I really don't know the role that she'll play, but it is clear that there were some differences between her and the Sanders campaign. Bernie said for a long time he didn't think the DNC was staying neutral. Well, the emails came out, wherever they came from, and suggested he was right. And so Hillary Clinton said, we're moving quickly. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, thank you for your service. We're going to have Donna Brazile take over the Democratic National Committee to the election. Donna, for most people who are political aficionados, is a pro. She's a great choice. She ran the Gore campaign. She is well-known, a good national spokesperson. I think it was a good choice.
Your name's come up a couple times. Would you take it after the election if offered?
Listen, I want to tell you that is one honor that I've not asked for. It is a big job, and I already have a big job as senator from the state and working on our own party operation here in this election for Hillary Clinton and Tammy Duckworth and Susana Mendoza. So, no, I'm not seeking that. My name's been mentioned a couple times. I guess that's flattering. That's as far as it's going.
I guess that's flattering. I know a good portion of your time has to be spent in and around making sure the candidates are properly funded. The DNC chair, am I wrong about this? And the RNC chair, the same thing. Don't they have to spend an inordinate amount of time on the phone looking for money?
If you only knew. You know, for the average member of Congress and senator, it is embarrassing. It borders on disgraceful, the amount of time that you have to spend to raise money. If you aren't individually, personally wealthy, like some people are in this business, you have to ask people to support you. And when you're head of a party, you know, it's a situation where you spend an inordinate amount of time raising money. The difference is, at this moment, we have the Koch brothers who have pledged up to $1 billion that they're going to personally put in the campaign on the Republican side. We have some friends on the Democratic side, but they aren't as loaded as the Koch brothers.
Where's Oprah? Write a check, right. Oprah.
Exactly. Hey, Senator, this week, I know big name speakers, of course, all week. Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama kicking everything off tonight. Do you think Bernie Sanders is going to allude to the Wasserman Schultz controversy or just move forward, going to brush under the rug, and the focus is going to be on Hillary?
I don't know. You know, I think the key thing is that Bernie openly endorsed Hillary a few weeks ago. I knew that was coming. We didn't want to push him. He deserved the time to do it by his own schedule. He's going to support her. Now, will all of his supporters come around? Probably not all of them, but the overwhelming majority will. There'll be a few that will just say we're going to sit it out. Darn few who would vote for Donald Trump, I might add. But it's going to be good. And Bernie's going to be campaigning for her, and it'll help.
Now, President Clinton will speak later in the week. Vice President Biden, President Obama as well. And then Hillary Clinton will speak on Thursday night. Where's Tim Kaine fall on the schedule?
Usually it's, Wednesday night that the vice president's chosen, if I'm not mistaken, and the vote follows the actual vote for the presidential candidate. You contrast that with Cleveland. Now, I'd be honest with you, I didn't watch the Cleveland convention. I saw the news clips afterwards.
I taped it for you.
Well, thanks so much. I think the suspense was whether every member of the Trump family was going to endorse Donald Trump. And at the end of the week, I think they all did. You know, and that's good when all your kids are behind you in this effort. All kidding aside, he's got some impressive children, and I'm glad that he focused them, made them the kind of the highlight of his convention week.
In all fairness, Barron didn't speak.
Yeah, so, Barron did not speak. Barron chose actually to endorse one of the other 17 that stepped out of the race.
Is this the mystery child? I mean, I've seen some reference on the internet. I don't know this child.
He actually was dressed like his older half brothers.
Yes.
And he looked a little bit like a hostage blinking out, help me.
He did. He was he and Melania's son.
Yeah, a little bit.
In all fairness to the Trump family, there are some kids who just don't groove on this political scene.
Yeah, yeah, and he's a kid. He wants to play Pokemon Go, and, you know, hey, Dad, why don't you buy Pokemon for me?
Steve, are you playing that?
No, no. You know why? Because I still have a life.
Well, I run into these people who are wandering around. You know, they're filling up their Fitbit with all the exercise they're getting.
How about that?
Pokemon Go.
Well, I mentioned last week, one of the saddest things I've seen in a long time, two very healthy, I don't know, 10, 11, 12-year-old boys having fun, playing the Pokemon Go, thinking, great, they're getting exercise. They turn around, they get in the car with their grandmother to drive them around the neighborhood. Come on! Before we let you go, what do you hope to hear President Clinton say about Hillary Clinton?
Well, of course, he's going to play an important role in this administration, but the leadership is going to be Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. Former President Bill Clinton can really take an assignment and execute it well, particularly when it comes to the economy. Those 8 years of the Clinton presidency were the best in modern memory. Our president, Barack Obama, had to recover from the recession he inherited. But Bill Clinton took us into surplus in our federal budget. You know, most Republicans don't want to give us credit for that, but it was Bill Clinton who brought us several years of surplus and ended the deficits while the economy grew to record levels. If he can help with that sleight of hand, he'll be a trusted advisor to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and I do what I've seen so far of Tim Kaine. I like him. You know, maybe he's not going to be the most exciting guy in the room, but neither is Mike Pence.
Well, that's true. And you know, the interesting thing is when they questioned him on Meet the Press, Tim Kaine said, yeah, they say I'm boring, but it's the fastest growing demographic in America.
Right.
And I will tell you something. The word solid comes through over and over and over again. That's who he is. He is a person of value and principle. He's an intelligent, hardworking guy. I think Hillary made a great choice.
Well, I don't know if you can pull this off, but if any of your staff members faking playing Pokemon Go could lock Debbie Wasserman Schultz in her room until the convention's over, it might be a good move. My words, not yours.
I think she'll be low profile as she ends her term. I'm glad she served us and served us well, but this, whether it was a Russian hack or whatever it was, these emails were kind of the end of her reign.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. We need to hear from President Obama, because that really, I mean, that's the biggest story, if the Russians are trying to involve themselves in an American presidential election.
Well, I can tell you that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, we had a big debate over the cyber war that's going on, and the Chamber of Commerce was kind of resisting changes. And somebody said, did you know, incidentally, the Chinese have hacked into the U.S. Chamber of Commerce computer files for the last several years? The FBI discovered this. And the folks at the U.S. Chamber said, that's why our HVAC system wasn't working and why these characters were coming out of the fax machine.
You know, this is, you know, Putin can't be a delegate at either convention. So, you know, we, and I know you've been working on this for a long time, but we need to take cybersecurity much more seriously than we have on a national level, because all of the world's money and all of the world's security is tied up in data. So we better be able to protect it.
It absolutely is. It's a war that just keeps on going.
So thanks, all the best. Steve. Thanks for the time.
Good talk to you, buddy.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
That's Senator Dick Durbin live from Philadelphia.